For this brief session, what I would like to do is to introduce you to a particularly brilliant example, I think, of how meditation can lead to the view. And this is the pith instructions of Yangtang Rinpoche, one of the great contemporary Dzogchen masters, from his summary of the view, meditation, and conduct. So simply find your comfortable position to meditate in, and we will let Yangtang Rinpoche lead us through a meditation that will take us through the entire path of shamatha, vipassana, and leading to the view that will reveal. As a preliminary to these pith instructions, settle your body, speech, and mind in their natural states. These are the words of Yangtang Rinpoche. If you wish to look into the mirror of the actual nature of the mind, do not look outward. Rather, look inward. Looking outward involves the delusion of reification. By looking inward, you observe your own mind. Do not follow after past thoughts or anticipate thoughts to come. As soon as you encounter the agitated thoughts of the present. By directing your mind inwards, loosely rest right there, without modifying them in the slightest. This natural settling of thoughts is a way of resting, but it is not the main practice. However, in that very way of resting, you are ready to encounter pristine awareness, which is the main practice. As soon as you rest in your natural state, thoughts spontaneously cease and depart. Right where the luster of thoughts disappears is the empty, transparent nature of the mind. Without focusing on anything, free of falling to any extreme, a space-like experience arises. Its empty nature is the Dharmakaya. In the essential nature of that emptiness, is the transparently luminous, manifest nature of the mind. Devoid of any expressible substantial characteristics. Its spacious and unimpeded self-illumination, which is naturally clear, is the Sambhogakaya. There is no other perceiver of this luminous, empty, pristine awareness. That which is perceived is the empty Dharmakaya. That which perceives is luminous, primordial consciousness. These two may be expressed as emptiness and luminosity, and they may be called absolute space and primordial consciousness. These two are not separate. The manifest nature of that emptiness is luminosity. And the essential nature of that luminosity is emptiness. So luminosity and emptiness are unitary. They are not separate, for they are of one taste. There is no duality of the perceived and the perceiver. This is perceived non-dually, so it is called discerning self-awareness, in which the mind sees itself. That very nature of the one taste of luminosity and emptiness is the equal taste of the good and bad, of samsara and nirvana. So there is no difference between the two, samsara and nirvana. Just that is the great perfection. In the mind stream of one who realizes this great perfection, impartial compassion and impartial pure vision emerge effortlessly and naturally. That all-pervasive compassion is the nirmanakaya. The pristine awareness of the three kayas is just that. So recognize that it is nothing other than that. As long as there is vague uncertainty, realization of the nature of existence will never come. So you must ascertain this from within. This is the view of the great perfection. We'll take a break now, if you are able.